Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Platter.
Hello, The Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
What about
that? The Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The one part.
You'll be humming this all day. And I'm not pointing to my crotch.
Well, stop doing it.
They just shot coffee out of her nose, dude. For real. Get her a napkin.
Oh, God.
Is yours coffee?
You all right?
No, must have shot it all over the floor coming up here.
I just didn't think.
Somebody did.
Well, the trail led right to this door. Yeah. That's where you're like, yeah. You're like Hansel and Gretel.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't dripping it, though. They were dropping it so they could find their way back. And then Bambi, who turned out to be a boy, ate the breadcrumbs and could not find their way home.
Yep.
All right. We have to explain this to a lot of people. A dump button, what that means is, it would be funner to just have you guess. Like, for those of you who don't know what dump button is, text in.
I can only imagine what we're
going to get. 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. Standard data text rate supply. What do you think a dump button is in a radio studio? Most people would generally get it.
In this studio, it might be misleading.
I was going to say,
I know, right?
Listen to this show. And this was a good example. We get very comfortable in here, as my mom would say.
Yeah, we do.
You get comfortable. And, what was that? A slur you said or what?
I was just talking about the Foo Fighters horror movie, Studio 666.
Yeah, and you said it was blanking good. Except
Pat Smear steals the blanking show.
Yeah. And
because he does. Him and Remy.
And Fatboy didn't hear it at first. So we have a 8-second delay. So right now we are talking to you from the future. It's no better. Stay where you are. And you won't hear it for 8 seconds. And that 8 seconds is... You know, if somebody accidentally says one of them old bad words that you all say in private and out in public, but just
not on the radio.
Mm-hmm. And it does cause a roadblock. I was telling somebody yesterday, I defended that up and down. It's like it causes a roadblock. If it makes you not uncomfortable, but if it causes you to be unnatural than your regular conversation is, then it's kind of filtered. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Regardless. Mm-hmm. Nine said that, and Fatboy didn't hear it. And Fatboy is... He's manning the dump button, which is...
Yeah. In the old studio, it was on the board itself.
Yeah.
I could tap it, boom, boom.
Well, didn't they move it at one point behind you on the wall?
Well, that's where it was. Like, it was behind me at first.
Okay.
Then the guy said, put one on the board before you can use this one.
Is that the way he sounds?
That was
I thought that was the lady from the FOF line.
Me too.
Yeah, one.
I'll spawn that dump button.
I still got that too. And it was a big button. Like, it was the biggest one on the board, so it was a
huge button.
Yeah.
Huge.
Now, this one here is behind me because I'm talking to you guys. I got to turn around.
Yeah, which you do very slowly when it's time to hit that dump button.
He can't do the twist. Uh-uh. Never. He resisted doing that dance.
Because, you know, as at our table, I'm down here, you know, by the bag. I'm
fat boy here. Hates Chubby Checker.
Yeah, you're right there, yeah.
So if I turn around.
And the fat boys.
Here's the thing. I know where it's at generally, but when I turn around, I still got to look for it. And then I got to look. It's the biggest button over here, but still.
What I'm color just, is it?
This red. See that one?
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's something. And
it's dimly lit.
That could have been one of those online things that I just kept clicking forward on and not really paying attention to where it was at. But you got to think, like, I am going to be, because Paige is the way that the desk that we're at now, we've pointed out now, looks like a penis. Yeah. Or a mushroom with a really long stalk. Fat boy's down at the bottom of the stalk. Paige and Nine are on the sides of the, I was going to say shaft. I wasn't going to say
the
that.
The meatus.
Yeah.
You're in the firing zone.
I'm in the firing zone. And
you're in the fun spot.
So if a second dump button should be here, because damn you, Paige isn't going to dive over that. No. First of all, that gimmick, whatever that is, would impale you.
I couldn't reach it. I need to
wipe off the monitor.
Well, here's the thing. In the last studio where we were, anybody, well, Paige and I could get to it if they had to.
Yeah.
But, you know, here, it's pretty much impossible.
And for the prick on the text line, is like, why do we care about this? This will apply to you with fire extinguishers.
That was Penny again.
Okay, Penny?
You don't know after that.
Oh, I wasn't her. She's generally a nice lady.
She has good grammar, too. That person can't spell. So let's say this, and I'm not, universe, if you're listening, I'm not putting this out there as I want it to happen. This is just in jest.
Yeah.
Sarcasm.
Yeah.
What if Fat Boy, we're all live on the radio, and Fat Boy grabs his chest like Fred G. Sanford, S-A-N-F-O-R-D, period.
I'm not grabbing it like Anna Nicole Smith used to.
And he says,
not lying, hers.
And Fat Boy says, I'm having, and then he says the bad word, I'm having a blanking heart attack, and falls over. Now look where he would fall.
Okay.
You would fall like a family in a minivan going down the road, and a big old tree falls, and they can't get past the road.
Minivan, two in the front, five in the back.
The F is getting on the air.
Oh yeah.
And would we be fined for that?
What was this like? I'm sitting down when this happens, right?
Always.
So I'm gonna like fall this way. I'm gonna knock the mic over. Like I'm right here, like on the table.
Well, do you know what would happen? Like. Well, you don't know, but like I feel like I'd fall back like this. I don't think that's. But they always talk about people being slumped over in their chairs.
All right, let me fall back. Say I fall back. I'm right here. Okay. That's worse if I fall back.
Well, yeah, you could hit your head. No, but you're covering it.
How are you gonna get to?
But if you're having a heart attack, you're not thinking about the dump button.
No.
I am though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to, because I'm not gonna stop cussing at the one. I'm gonna keep.
You would probably say, I just said F. Oh crap, I just said another one.
Yeah.
That's the way I always do it. When I accidentally do it, I follow it up with another one.
Well, if I thought I was going to die on the radio, I'd say all kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, you're going out. Why not?
You just take the slide down. You don't even get up the stairs.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Oh, it's a water slide.
So if you had to get to it in the position I'm at right now, I can't even see. Like, how could you?
It would rely on Nine.
I'm blocking it.
He would have to just throw his arm as fast as he can over to reach it, you know?
Now, let's look, Paige. You think from where he's at, his arms go.
here's my reach from my seat. It. I can't even reach Fat Boy.
You would have to hope that he noticed I'm having the heart attack or that he heard the word.
I probably hear the word. Should we role play this to see how long it takes me to get to the dump button?
You want me to give you mouth to mouth?
Yeah.
Am I going backwards?
Well, how would you have a heart attack?
All right, I'm gonna think I'm going backwards doing it.
Wherever you wind up.
Oh, I'm having a flipping heart attack.
Oh, my God. No. Five, six.
I'm here.
You got there in six.
He pushed
seconds.
Me over. So not only am I having a heart attack, but I got a freaking
matter,
gash on my head because it just smacked the board.
By the time I got back to my chair, was 9 seconds. And I waited a couple seconds after I was over there to come back.
Wait a minute. You timed it, too?
Yeah, I timed it.
My God.
So, I mean, I had plenty of time.
Wait, but you added a second by hitting the button.
Yeah, I know.
Well, so it's
I
think
time.
I should hit the button.
Yeah, okay. You time it.
Okay, hold on. That was not good time.
That ain't a good time.
I got to put my headphones back on just like I'd really have them on.
See how you normally sit.
How's he going to get through?
That's the thing.
You're not going to be able to
Fat
do
Boy
that.
All the time looks like he's in a coma over there when he's like
I usually sit right here like this, head up on the microphone just like this.
All right, time it.
But here's the thing. Everybody's ready now. So, Paige, grab whatever and just like we're in headlines. Like, just everybody right. Improvising. Nobody's making fun of any. This is just, like, grab one thing and just start reading it, and we'll, that's crazy.
Well, there's a Bambi film in the works, and Bambi is a dude. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I'm having a flipping heart attack.
Oh, he said words.
Oh, God.
Flipping.
Oh, God.
There we go.
Dude, 5 seconds.
I thought you were doing it.
No, I was doing the time because he was adding a second by hitting the time before he went
now,
to save your
life. Now, what
if
he has a heart attack because I had one? It's like, you know.
I don't think they're catching like that, but maybe.
Well, Paige, start the story over.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm ready.
Oh, wait.
I have to be comfortable like I normally would be.
I got to put my headphones back on to play this out.
Oh, God. I'm going to wring my own neck by trying. I ain't going to take the headphones.
You got
to
take balls.
Oh, God.
All right, let's go.
I'm going to parkour this summer.
Are you going to hit the timer, Matt?
Yes.
Well, no, Paige would have to hit the timer because I'm thinking.
She's already reading the story. You would have to hit the timer for you when you move.
Okay, but this, yeah. I'll have my finger right on it, though. Right. And I'm comfortable. I don't expect this to happen.
Yeah.
Now, Nine's going to have a heart attack.
If that boy's going to have a heart attack, then I'm going to have a heart attack.
Now, the only thing, you. If I had to run around all the way around, or do I step up here, jump over there, and try to get it?
You'd wind up falling on us and getting hurt.
I know. You'd have a broken leg or a broken boob.
Broke elbow something.
You got a star skid over the counter.
I'd know about you.
Dislocated shoulder. We'll be able to hit the button.
I'd have to walk over there, and that would take a long time.
All right.
I don't know.
Now, Paige is telling us about this Bambi story.
All right. Well, the makers of the Winnie the Pooh Blood and
Honey. Headlines is giving me a flipping heart attack.
I'm having a freaking heart attack.
Oh, God.
I'm just having one.
Same as Bambi. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I wish somebody took a picture.
Somebody stop the time.
I know.
You didn't get to it. There's no way.
Yeah, bull.
I think you did. I think you got there in time.
Hit the blue button.
Hold on. There's a way to do this. How are we on time right now?
I mean, we don't have any, but you can do it real quick.
Yeah.
You got to explain how Nine had his heart attack.
Okay. Paige, I'm going to hand you my... Are your hands clean? Mm-hmm. I'm going to hand you my phone.
Down, get off. That's what's the problem.
Did you just say, now, I'll be talking just like we won't be doing news. When you... Hear the flipping at a fat boy.
Yeah.
That's when you hit the button.
Make sure the screen don't time out now. And that's going to happen in a sec.
And Nine, you be looking at the button. I'm not going to really hit it.
Okay.
You be looking so you can yell stop.
Okay.
Also, my knees hurt right now.
Okay.
I bet.
Let me put my headphones back on. Okay, get ready. And remember, don't get poised to stand up. You got to be natural like you're having a conversation.
Okay. And I'm all out of breath now.
Okay. Wait, is the phone still active?
No, it's still.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you just hit that green button that says start.
Yes, I can do that.
Yeah.
After Fatboy says freaking.
Well, we didn't even have turkey this year, and it was very, very odd because I didn't mind it not being there. Don't get excited. We had ham, Fatboy.
I'm having a butt freaking heart attack.
Oh, no.
It hurts so much.
Oh, my God. Everybody's having heart attacks. Hit the button. Stop. Hit the button.
Stop.
Oh, my God, Paige. She got too excited about the double heart attack. She didn't hit stop.
Look, I got to tell you.
I'm on the floor now.
The first time or the second time we did this, the Nine had his heart attack. He walked over to me and laid on top of me.
The second time I was on the floor because you never know how you're going to have a heart attack.
You couldn't get to the button.
Well, even then, with the plus three, it was still 11.2 seconds.
Oh,
yeah, it's pointless. We're already
fine. What if he had a heart attack with his pants off, bent over?
That's what I'm going to do next time. If we go through it again, I'm getting naked.
If I saw that happen, I would have a heart attack. And then Paige would have to hop over.
And she might have a heart attack, too.
I might.
Just from the visual.
And the dumb buttons right beside the starfish. You got to be like,
yeah, I know. It's unfortunate.
Well, at least we could all buy in on the one ambulance ride.
Oh, my
God. God bless, man. I ain't had a workout like this.
Yeah, if we split the ambulance ride four ways, we still couldn't afford it.
Yeah, there wouldn't be enough room.
Maybe 2 minutes up the road.
No.
Oh, God.
So we need a second dump button. So for those of you who are asking for any gift ideas, a second dump button and also some knee pads.
Yeah.
That'd be helpful.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, you have to wear them every day to be prepared, though. You never know when it's going to happen.
Safety first.
Safety first, Paige. Safety first. That's right. All right, we'll do tornado drills now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right, so good morning, everybody.
Rise Guys P1 family. P1 means priority one.
P1s listen to the Rise Guys morning show exclusively. P1s know these numbers by heart.
800-774-0093.
You're listening to the Rise Guys morning show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Rise Guys. Stroke his big beard with your hands. Stroke his big beard if you can. Madman. He's a bushy big Sasquatch. Bushy hair down to his crotch.
Oh, God.
Is that true?
Well, you're sitting across from me.
Look,
this is so bad.
Always wearing dark gray bands. Your beard is the best in all the land. Your beard.
You get to know the Oak Ridge voice. Oh, man. Oh, bless his heart. Jesus, I just went full on old lady on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bless his heart.
That was unfortunate.
You know. You don't see anything sticking out of his zipper?
Sasquatch.
You got something there. You sat in something off my beard. God.
Oh, no damn.
That's silly. He threw that at me.
Yeah.
I didn't even.
Oh, boy.
Need some new Dan ones, man. I don't care if it's the holidays. He needs to quit taking them off. He don't have a family anymore.
Well, yeah, we were looking. We don't have a lot of good Christmas parody songs.
Yeah.
Because Dan is busy that time of year. And it's like, man, make them in like July. I mean, like when people are doing their sales.
Yeah.
Like for Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
They're not planning them on. What after what was Sunday? Oh, Small Business Sunday.
Yeah, well, so Small Business Saturday.
What was Sunday?
I don't know.
The Sabbath. Don't go to work.
Right.
Let me look and see.
Might have been.
Hope the preacher's done early. I got to get the bells.
They got to wrap them for me.
Well, you're not listening. He said, "Don't shop on Sunday.
Don't do it. Don't go eat too. Don't eat after church."
Oh man! Bodies not only would we go eat after church, we would eat out on Sunday.
It was shift worker Sunday.
What?
Bavarian green pie day, craft jerky day, turtle adoption day.
I was gonna shout out to the local
I thought
guys.
He was married. My gosh!
It was National Lawrence Day.
Hey,
fat boy,
Trevor.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, but look at this. We nothing means anything in our society and culture anymore. The way we say things. According to this, almost one in five Americans, 18% of Americans, say Cyber Monday is their favorite day of the year. Ain't no way in hell. Ain't no way. You lie. You lie too much.
What's the joy in it?
Oh, come on. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't answer. Mine's my birthday.
I mean, that's all some people do shopping-wise is wait till today.
You know, yeah, it's awful, though. I should say Christmas because that's Jesus' birthday.
Yeah.
But, like, then I have to share his birthday with everybody. But on my birthday, it's just my birthday.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe it. 18% of Americans say this is their favorite day of the year.
I like to think he gets presents on my birthday.
Between this and the 17% who say Black Friday, that's almost half the country right there accounted for.
God bless.
Between 2 days, you just go shopping. But then again, if you added up like what Americans say is their favorite day of the year, you'd come up with well over 1,000%.
Well, okay. So the question is, what is your favorite day of the year? Or are they giving these two as options? It's a leading question.
Hang on, let me gather more information on this. Let me click a link up here.
If you
gotta go back to where I was.
I'm gonna freak a leak right here.
Take it.
Let me get out of my own head here. Cyber Monday is the same as Black Friday.
Uh-huh.
Is the same as, like, it's all one thing because people were Black Friday buying in cyberspace.
Yeah.
Who says that anymore? Except on Cyber Monday. Cyber was like cyber sex back when in my day.
It just says here that 18% of Americans say Cyber Monday is their favorite day of the year.
Age, sex, location, want a loft.
Let's see.
What's like, I think Small Business Saturday was started by a credit card company, right?
I think so.
Should be Metaverse Monday.
Yeah, but those Black Friday deals were available on Wednesday.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving, I had to go get some baby formula at CVS.
Yeah.
And they had all their Black Friday deals out.
Oh,
and
I'm like,
hey, man, am I allowed to buy this brand of TV I've never heard of before?
There was a certain local grocery store chain that was advertising Black Friday sales on pints of ice cream or half gallons of ice cream, whatever.
Got a drugstore, it's like they're making up their own electronics brands.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. It's like, I've never heard of this before.
And it was a terrible brand of ice cream, too.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I still get emails about Black Friday sales that I can use up until today.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
So, like, it just starts forever.
A tattoo artist listening to the show was selling Black Friday gift cards through last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Black Friday weekend.
Yeah.
And then Cyber Monday.
Yeah,
what is tomorrow?
Wouldn't you return the stuff if it was cheaper from Black Friday to Cyber Monday? You'd send it back.
Tomorrow's Taboo Tuesday.
Oh.
Return Tuesday.
Let's see what tomorrow is.
Return.
I'm looking.
She went full hard on the return.
Let's see. Tomorrow is, again, Giving Tuesday. We went over as many times I forgot. It's Giving Tuesday. It's Chadwick Boseman Day.
Oh.
It's National Lemon Cream Pie Day.
Ah,
drop the lemon. That's cool.
National Day of Giving. Square Dancing Day.
We might have to do that for the video.
But what was the so? Oh yeah, did you find out the original question?
What was the original question? What is tomorrow?
No, what's people asked on the street their favorite day of the year.
Well, that's just this poll about Cyber Monday. They said 18% of the respondents said it's their favorite day of the year.
Which
they'd also say about Mother's Day, Father's Day, 4th of July, Halloween.
Fat boy, what's your favorite day of the year?
Friday.
That's a great answer. Show me Friday.
You know what my favorite day of the year is? Typically, any day from about December 15th to about January 2nd, my favorite day of the year.
Those are good days.
Any day in that range, pick one.
Those are good. Yeah.
That's tough to pick, man.
It's favorite day of the year.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's selfish to say your birthday, though, truthfully, right? I mean, it kind of is.
It should be somebody else's birthday, right?
Well, why can't you love your birthday, though?
You can, but it is selfish if your birthday is your favorite day of the year. It is kind of selfish, I guess.
Little kids love that, so I can see them saying either Christmas or...
We're talking about grown folk.
Hey, kid, can I ask you a question? No, my mom said don't talk to strangers.
Yeah,
when you're a little
you.
Kid, your view is very different because when you're a little kid, the entire world revolves around you.
But I ain't a little kid.
I know.
But
you don't look like one.
This is kid family feud.
Show me little kid.
We got a bunch of little babies going to play today.
But like, Paige, favorite day of the year, go.
Christmas.
That's a good one.
It's
because I actually get to see my whole family on Christmas. That's why I like it.
Yeah.
It's the only day I get to see them.
Yeah. See, I can't say that one because generally, you know, it's always been kind of lonely for the most part. So it don't hit me right. It's a nice day. It's very peaceful.
Man, Jimmy, why'd you go?
That's not a downer. It's just the truth, man. Don't let it get you down. It's fine. It don't get me down. Don't let it get you down.
You know, downer was one of Santa Claus's reindeers.
It was.
It's also the way my grandma would say Donna.
Uh-huh. I think people say this. Donner. Just like, you know, people say, oh, it's my favorite day of the year. Yeah, sure. It's kind of like, I remember I was out Wednesday night, and I saw a dude I see sometimes, and at the end of the night, he said, oh, I love you, buddy. And I'm thinking, man, I don't even particularly like you.
Oh, man.
And I don't think you like me either, so why are we doing this?
Love y'all, buddy.
Yeah, love you, buddy.
Love you, buddy.
But in any case, like, the words love don't need to come out between me and this particular man.
Oh, that's what the
original... In any context.
That was the original getter, was saying things we don't mean anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like Cyber Monday's your favorite day of the year for one in five Americans.
Nine, what's your favorite day of the year? Go.
Halloween.
Well, that's a good one.
That's
too.
A good one.
That I thought you were going to say Cyber Monday to be a dickhead.
I almost did, but no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do what 20% of America's already done.
I got to change that, though. I don't like that about me. I don't like that's the go-to answer. It should be totally something.
Your favorite day is your favorite day.
Arbor
yeah,
day.
But it ends up not being.
It's allowed to be. Yeah, it's allowed to be whatever you want it to be.
What is your favorite day, Matt Man?
I just said my birthday, but I don't like that's my answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean it's.
But then it would be like, well, who's it? Whose birthday is you? And then you got to go that route. Uh-huh.
You remember what day is?
Oh yeah, Hey Babies is a week after Christmas, or no, 2 weeks after Christmas.
Okay, you better not forget it now.
Oh, trust me,
you're being deep doo doo.
She's a Christmas kid. She got the one gift. She's too close to Christmas to get separate gifts.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Don't mean you got to do that, babe.
I don't know what, I don't know. I think it was very lean, for sure. Yeah, man, I know it was.
Oh, it had to be back then.
Well, listen now, she ain't that old.
You old enough to buy me a gift now. Don't make me no stupid craft like you did in school.
I don't want macaroni glued to a paper plate again.
She wants new windows in her house. I should make them out of freaking popsicle sticks.
We got one in the office, you have.
That one.
Well, never came back.
I'm having a blanking heart attack.
I think after 5 years, it's ours to keep.
Yeah, it is.
That's really our one.
Maybe we can use that in the pigskin punishment.
Maybe.
Put your head through it.
No, you have to sit on it.
You can stand on it. Not only can you stand by it, you can stand on it.
Yeah.
Hey, don't give it away too much. We'll take a break when we come back. Oh, don't forget, in 20 minutes or so, we will have Stephen Wonderboy Thompson in studio with us. He'll be talking about his big fight at Fight Night this coming Saturday night and other things. Good morning.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys. Hey, thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. Happy Cyber Monday. Everybody's excited about it. It's Fat Boy's favorite day of the year.
One in five Americans say it's their favorite day of the year because they'll say anything.
Hell yeah. Gonna blow through some money.
Quick question. Is the World Cup over?
No.
It's going to be a while.
Well, USA, there's a lot of countries. It should.
What could be over for us tomorrow if we don't beat Iran?
And they've been playing well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, got to beat them to advance.
What was and now they're mad at us, too.
Yeah, what was the big faux pas we did? They would put their flag upside down?
We changed their flag.
Yep.
To support protesters.
Now they want us kicked out.
They're mad.
What's the change look like? Because in wrestling one time they put the flag upside down and the country of Iran got pissed off at WWF because they put the flag upside down. Hell, there's a couple of them where I can't tell the countries anymore.
I mean, look, man.
I mean, really.
You know what's going on.
I don't need to know.
We fund Ukraine. Iran funds Russia with drones. It's that whole thing. So we got a back and forth.
I don't know how they changed it. I didn't pay that much attention to the story.
How what?
The flag was changed or altered. I didn't pay that much attention.
Well,
they put the Calvin on it where he pees on the.
That's not
oh true. God!
No. And he's in a turban too, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So, you remember the movie? It was an M. Night Shyamalan movie called The Village.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
What?
That's a good movie.
The World Cup final will be played December 18th.
Gah.
Yeah.
they're giving Jesus birthday week.
Yeah.
Like he'll get the full week prior. Now, my guy right there, that's a good movie, although you can only watch it one time. If you watch it a second time, you're like driving yourself crazy.
Well, then
like,
you know.
How did I not see this?
Yeah, then you feel dumb thinking they could have gotten out.
But, you just gave the movie away, but.
Damn it.
What movie?
If you haven't seen it by now, come on.
That's true.
We got to quit. Stop like, that.
We don't want to spoil this movie that came out 15 years ago or whatever.
The village is at least 18 years ago.
These people were living in this village like it was colonial times or whatever. And they were like, hey, stay out of the woods. There's this demon beast that lives out there or whatever. And really what it was, the woods, if you went out into them, it would lead you to a main road. And the people that were born into that, what was a cult, did not realize they were living in modern day America. So... Okay. I see this morning. I don't watch the World Cup stuff. I know more about the riots than I do any of the outcomes of the games. But, you know, in China, there a lot of people are they're living in a village. They don't realize stuff's going on in the world. And, they have their own national television.
Oh, yeah.
Propagandized television where they literally keep everything. They put in what they want them to see and keep out, kind of like what we do here, but way tighter. Anytime they would show the crowd at the World Cup in the in China, in their government television, they would cut away from the crowds. And that's because Chinese people think COVID is still rampant in the whole world. Let that sink in for a minute.
Oh, yeah. That's where they have those robot drone dogs that can patrol the streets.
Yeah, they do.
To keep people in, curfews.
Yeah, but we're not going to do that with the ones we make here.
that's like crazy. Like, I haven't really looked into this. Like, what are other things they think is still, and I'm not doing this, that's awful. I'm not making fun of the people because that sucks. It's almost like the way they do us here with the extra continents they don't tell us about.
Mm-hmm.
Do North Koreans even know about it? That's what I wonder. They even know what COVID is.
Do they know? Like, for
are
real?
Are they on social media? Is that allowed in their country?
How are they
going to get the information then?
I don't think
their internet is controlled.
Yeah.
Like, what was the country? Was it India that just got porn recently? Seriously.
Well, I don't know.
Online porn?
I think it was.
I think it was. As a nation, it was like punishable by death. I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. And you really can't paraphrase that. I'm talking out of my ass right now.
That's the way.
But it was like, Because then I remember talking about it here on the show. It was like, oh, now it's okay. You know, now you can do it.
So it makes you wonder if all that's going to change. Future generations, whatever.
Or like, who's the most free? Well, I guess if you have internet, you have internet. But I'm saying, it's like the thing you'll see where somebody Googles something on the East Coast, somebody on the West Coast Googles the same thing. The results are different.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's weird.
But that's the same thing to a degree. But we're all like, okay, if it's not on first two or three pages of Google,
yeah,
we don't go any deeper. So
no, we don't dive deep.
We know the way they sponsor ads. They're going, like, Wikipedia, that's like usually the first thing it pops up. Well, like a Google Stephen Wonder Boy Thompson, first picture's him modeling. And I'm like, man, he probably wants one beating the hell out of somebody's his first picture. Not all looking all, you know.
Man, it's amazing how much we don't know about our own country. I didn't know what the hell Whataburger was until like a year ago. I'd never heard of it.
I don't even know where you get them.
At Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Like so much different stuff.
In what state?
I know all you know about fat burgers from Snoop Dogg songs.
Yeah. But like, you know.
You know that was something else for a long time.
I have to order a thighs with that.
Yeah, we'll mix up a little fat rabbit. It's like the stuff that, you know, they don't know.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, there's no way they know the Chinese, the Korean, North Koreans.
Okay. Can we agree that when it comes to technology, that there seems to be a lot of innovations that come from China? That's fair to say, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then don't you think people there have figured out a way to get under the whatever? If they're the ones that are making a lot of this stuff, and I'm not being whatever, but
they're manufacturing it, but are they coding it, designing it?
Like the chips, they make all the chips, Taiwan, yeah. China. That's
they make what, the chips, but do they know how to put them to use?
That could be.
I'm sure the young people are advanced from going to school and maybe relatives.
Yeah, but if they don't have, like those people that was in that movie, The Village, remember that one kid could cut a tree down real fast.
And it's pretty easy to lock
people out. He could have walked down to Lowe's and bought him a damn chainsaw, but he thought it was 1780.
I mean, it's pretty easy to like legit lock or that Home stuff Depot. Down so you can't access stuff too. It wouldn't be that difficult for a nation like China.
They do it a lot.
To really just lock it down so you can't access stuff that we can access here.
They'll just turn it off.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. That's
beyond my education level to understand how that's even possible. They turn off their satellite?
We have a switch in Japan's, you know, infrastructure. We could flip whenever and just shut everything down. This is crazy how that works.
We have it?
Oh, yeah, we got
that. Is it by the dump button over there?
No, it's in the back room. It's in the server room.
Okay.
I'd be blackmailing it. Hey, give me some Nintendos or I'll shut you off.
Oh, man.
Want some Nintendos.
That's just like, and so, and what's interesting, though, and several people texting about this, is like, a lot of people are, you know, the word is getting around. Again, how? Like, how does the word get back to them that they would even, because, you know, all these protests that are happening right now over there, like, good God, man.
Like, how different is the mainland from, like, Hong Kong?
That's the other thing.
They don't even speak the same language.
Remember we were talking about that, like, we know what we know about certain continents even, or countries based off movies and TV shows, and, you know, you say, hey, man, tell me about New York, Times Square. But that's like the little minute part of it.
Yeah.
How you doing?
You know, I've never had sex with a cousin. I'm from South Carolina.
Well.
That's usually be.
I don't think any cousin. Of us have, so that's all.
Well, you know, like the stereotypes about people that you have. Well, she didn't tell you.
You found out after the fact it's different.
After you're related.
Okay, put a woman in there.
But that's like crazy. And because they still have the mask restrictions and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, people are texting in now. Americans were doing the same thing for that fake virus.
I would love to hear from, like,
I had to read that.
If somebody just went to China and just see what the internet was like. Like, what could you search for? Like, Looper lived in South Korea, but, I mean,
yeah,
was it similar to, maybe it wasn't, I don't know, as far as, you know, the information you got.
It's a lot more liberal.
Yeah, what if there were people, you know, like, you remember that iconic photo? I think it was on the cover of Time magazine. It was a woman who just had a baby, and she was holding the baby up over the Berlin Wall so the grandmother could see what her grandchild looked like. And it was his.
And the cord was still attached touching. And everything.
It was. I was like,
that's the baby. We see all those tender moments. But what? Gross, babe. What if, like, there's a bunch of, like, East and West Germans that are like, yes, we want that wall. We hate them.
We want the wall.
We want the wall. We don't want to.
Suddenly we love the
don't
wall.
Don't listen to him, Mr. Gorbachev. Don't tear down the wall. We hate them.
Tear down that wall.
No, put it up.
Put it back up. We want it back up now.
some of the protesters, they were like out there the next morning building it back up.
Yep.
I hate those damn East Germans. I don't. I was just reading Fat Boy's
Diary. You were just reading. You didn't have. It's not your personal opinion at all.
That's crazy, though. And yes, there are a lot of things in this country we don't know about. To the dozens of you texting in, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I subscribe to 4chan.
No,
I don't even. I don't even go on that.
You get locked up somewhere.
Oh, you ain't missing much.
You go on 4chan.
You go on there, Jim.
4chan.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, I was like, man, I don't want to even be in my search history.
Yeah.
I go to Reddit. This is strictly car talk.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
That's right.
It's Middlebrook.
Yeah.
Whitney.
You guys want to swap some picks? All right.
Swap rod picks.
Stephen Wonderboy Thompson is, well, he's committed to be here. I think he'll be. He's never no-showed us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he can do what he wants. He
could beat he could walk in here and punch us all in the face, sans page, and just walk right out and
be good.
Cheer.
No, we'd be asleep.
We would be asleep.
We'd be asleep. Out.
GTS. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, this coming Saturday night, UFC Fight Night. We'll talk to him in studio about that right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Hello, The Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
What about that?
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.